Gemara says in Daf Mem and Beis that it brings down the machlokes. The Reed Omer after Meichu Shem and Mizuk LeChaver calling Meis Hashana raising the Kabbal of Lug and Mechsa Shemarim LeMeya. Amar Abayi Kishetimtza Leimar LeDiv Rabbi Yehuda Mutal Arav Shemarim LeDiv Chachamim Asa LeArav Shemarim. So Gemara uses this lashon of Kishetimtza Leimar, which is a lashon you find a couple of times throughout Shas. What is the meaning of this Kishetimtza Leimar? So Rashi over here explains what it means. Rashi says Kishetimtza Leimar Kishetidaktik V'Teda Mitzui Hadvarim. When you look into it, you're medaktik, you're ma'ayin into this inyan, and you're able to extract and know the essence of what we're talking about over here, then you'll figure out that this is pshat in the machlokes. Now the Maritzchias over here brings down from the Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi asks, it seems to be a stira to what Rashi says in other places in Shas. In other places in Shas, L'mashal M'psachim, Dafi Dafim Beis, Rashi seems to learn that Kishetimtza Lerma is a lashon of Metzia, not a lashon of Mitzui. Rashi says over there, Kishetidaktik, but B'divrei Metamad Al-Mechonai, Timtza L'divrei Amer, you'll find like this. So it's a Pal D'Kazach. Over here, Rashi learns it's a lashon of Mitzui, a lashon of extracting the knowledge, and over there it's the Metzia that you'll find after Yomayim B'divrei. Why would Rashi change this pshat in other places as well, in Erevin and Ksubis? It's mashma more al derech Rashi M'sachim. Rashi does not say it's a lashon of Mitzui like he does over here. So the Yad Malachi answers that the chilik is like this. He says a nice pshat. He says it depends on the word, the way you spell the word in the Gemara. When the word is spelled with an aleph, kishetimtza, then Rashi's mefarish is a lashon of metzia. But when it's spelled with a yud, then it's a lashon of mitzui, not a lashon of metzia. And that's why Rashi changes his pshat kifi the different places. It's a little bit shver, because if you look in our Gemara over here, the Gemara, the way we have it, does have kishetimtza with an aleph, and Rashi himself has timtza with an aleph. It's a little bit shver to say that Rashi over here, dafka said a lashon of mitzui, if it is with an alf, not with the yud, unless maybe that's not the real Gersa, maybe Rashi's Gersa and his Gemara and his Rashi is stuck with the yud, not with an alf, but at least it doesn't work with the tfus that we have lefanenu. B'chlal, the chida is ma'ira on this Yan Malachi in a couple places, that it's loishmili, he doesn't like this pshat, he doesn't like the chilek between the yud and the alf. So it's takat tzarechin, what's the pshat, why dafko via Rashi was mishana from the way he does all over. So I was just thinking, you know, b'derech efsher, that it's an interesting thing. Rashi really learns it's a lashon of mitzui. Mitzui means to extract, to be mayitz. It's interesting that the whole sugya over here is talking about the inyan of mayitz. The Gemara itself uses this lashon on a medalef that lo pligi mark yase basi the mar chafu bekirv lo mayitz tvei basi the mar chafu bekufu mayitz tvei. We're talking about the kalim being mitzets and extracting the wine from inside, going into the walls or out of the walls. So the whole sugya over here is discussing the inyan of mayitz and the inyan of mitzui in a lashon of mitz of the matzis is midai, so a lashon of extracting. So maybe dafka over here Rashi used that understood that maybe when the Gemara says kishetimtze laimar, it's al derech hodah lashon is used over here, and therefore Rashi is mefarsh it's a lashon of mitzui. Mashenki and elsewhere where the sugya has nothing to do with inyan of mitzui and mayitz, Rashi learns kipshuta that's a lashon of metzia. So after that could be a shtickle in the sinas tam, at least by derech drush, why Rashi changes the lashon over here and is mefarsh differently than he does elsewhere.